This past Monday night, the Pella Lady Dutch volleyball team, ranked number 7 in Class 4A, qualified for the state tournament for the fourth consecutive season and the 10th time in program history. Joining us first, libero Kennedy Klein. First of all, it took a lot. It took 5 sets, but what does it mean to be going back to Cedar Rapids after a match like this?
It means so much, like being down in 2 sets and then coming back. We had a huge pep talk in the locker room between sets, and I think that's just what got us going. And our team just pumped us up, and yeah, I don't know. It's so surreal right now. Yeah.
And what was so different from set 2 to set 3 do you think that got you kick-started, that allowed you to take control really of those final 3 sets?
I think more in the first 2 sets. Like the second set, we were playing scared to lose. And then in the third set, we came out and played like, okay, we're going to win. We're going to do everything we can to get them out of system. So, yeah.
And what was the message in terms of the pep talk? Because I don't think Coach Bram was in there. It seemed like it was players only.
Yeah, it was players only. So we just like pepped each other up. We talked about like, this is not going to be our last time playing together. Like, we don't want to be done yet.
Well, in this senior class, obviously, now this is your fourth trip to Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
Obviously, it never gets old, does it?
No, it doesn't. No.
What does it mean to be going back with this bunch again?
It means so much, especially with this team. Like, we've been on such a long journey. We've had our ups and downs, and to finish our season's going to finish at state, and we're going to try to go all the way. That's our goal.
And what about this crowd tonight? It was crazy.
Oh, the crowd was so good. Everyone showed up, especially in their Halloween costumes, which made it even better. And just the energy in the gym.
Congratulations, Kennedy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now outside hitter Natalie Clayburgh. We're here with Natalie Clayburgh following the team's comeback win over Clear Creek. First of all, what a way to come back. What was it like now knowing you had to go over that mountain to get to state?
Amazing. I'm just so proud of how my team played, and we really pulled through. We need to have to come out with a lot of momentum and energy in those last couple sets, and we did. So.
And what in your mind changed from set 2 to set 3 in terms of getting you going?
We were not ready for it to be over. We were determined to keep the season going as long as possible, and I really think that motivated us to dig deep and find the energy, stop being tired, and really get after it. So.
And what was improving on the court? What did you do better in sets 3, 4, and 5 that you weren't doing early?
Our service, even defense, was a lot more on. When we were getting our passes on, we could run our offense. And yeah, we stopped holding back on our swings, and yeah.
And how much of a factor was this crowd and this atmosphere? It got crazy those last 3 sets.
Huge. We wanted to give the crowd something to cheer for, and they gave us energy, and so really helpful. I mean, yeah, I don't think it gave us nerves. I think it gave us energy, so good.
And what's it like to be going back to state now for a 4th straight year and to be on that floor one more time?
I'm so excited, mostly just because I get to experience it with this team. I'm really glad they get to experience it, and I'm glad I get to do it with them. So, yeah.
Awesome. Natalie Clayburgh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And senior middle, Emily Holderhouse. Well, Emily, congratulations. You're going back to state for the 4th time in your career, and a pretty crazy way to go. Your initial thoughts about what it means to be going back?
It means so much just to get a group of girls together. Like, the team's different every year. After the seniors graduate, you might think it's kind of hard, but if you're just working at it all season, it just means so much to accomplish goals like this.
Well, and it was a pretty wild way to do it. You fall behind 0-2. What was that message between set 2 and 3? Because there was a players-only meeting, as I understand.
Yeah.
What was that message from the seniors to the rest of the team to get things started?
We kind of brought up how it was like now or never. Like, we had already lost 2 sets, and we couldn't lose another one. So we knew that we had to play with heart and just like full effort every point. And our theme this year is never settle. And so we focused on how we didn't want our season to end here and in this gym, because we know there's bigger things and we wanted to accomplish our goals.
And Clear Creek was a tough team. They were not making it easy, even when things were going well.
Yeah, their libero kind of, she got in my head a little bit at least. Like, she was there to pick up balls that normally go down. And I think they were a little bit better than we gave them credit to before the game. I think during the game we got a little bit nervous maybe, but we just had to, like in the last three sets, we just had to realize that we can do it, and we had to be confident in ourselves.
What was the biggest key, do you think, to switching, making that switch, you know, from set 2 really being nervous to set 3 playing with confidence?
It's just a mindset thing and playing with heart. I think in the first 2 sets there were a lot of balls that went down without like our full effort, and like just mindset of getting to every ball, like, and doing it for your teammates.
and what does it mean to have a chance to be playing for a state championship now, knowing what this team has been through? You've had some big changes to your rotation and things like that. What's it like to know that you're going to have a chance at a state championship?
I think it feels really good because, like, tonight we didn't play our best, and so we're not at our peak yet, and so we still have chances to improve, and I think it just means a lot to us.
Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you.
The Lady Dutch play this Tuesday in Cedar Rapids. Join us as they take on Cedar Rapids Xavier in the first round of the Class 4A State Volleyball Tournament. Pregame starts at 3:30 on 92.1 KRLS. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Andrew Schneider.